inaugural stuff.
Hey, I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
We are in Orange County. I don't like it here.
Not for long. We will be leaving soon.
So we came down here to see mostly Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
There were other bands. I'd like to talk about at least Lakeview. Lakeview was the opening band. They're fascinatingly odd.
Yeah.
So their bio, all of their bio stuff and stuff that quotes their bio talks about their Nashville by way of Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Like, listening to them without watching them and without the yelling in between stuff, they were very country.
Mostly.
So they were, their vocals were country, their subject matter was country, and their music was metalcore.
Yeah. They struck a weird thing. They're going to find it difficult to get, I don't know, fame and fortune, I think, because they are too much.
Of either.
They are too much country to be of real interest to the hard rock world. And they curse too much.
Yeah, they're way too sweary to be
of swear a lot.
To be of interest to the country crowd.
They do that metalcore, like, get the fuck up and that I don't really like about a lot of the artists in metal.
I think you underestimate all of the Middle America metalheads.
All right. Yeah. Okay. It's possible.
But so, I mean, there's one guitarist with long hair. The rest of them are all short hair, trucker hats, and work shirts over wife beaters. Pardon the use of the phrase.
Wearing their own band shirts, all of them.
Yeah, well.
You can buy our merch. Just looks just like they're like, ooh, laundry day.
No, I think they do
no,
that.
No, this is their
I
thing,
think
it looks
their
like.
Shtick. Yeah.
Well, how else are they going to get work shirts? They don't work for a living.
Right. Plug me in here. Dang stuff. They're all right.
They're interesting, yeah.
I actually enjoyed them, other than the fact that they set off a lot of my squick.
Yeah.
They are very redneck-y. They are...
Now, yeah. I have family who are proud, proud hillbillies. And so... It doesn't automatically set off my squick, but they set off my squick. There was a little too much, if you're a patriot, stand the fuck up shit.
Yeah, they were very, they were serving the crowd.
Yeah. And then it was Daughtry. And Daughtry has always been, for me, I don't know, for a very long time, they were Nickelback light. Because what's his name? I can't remember his first name, but Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry.
Thank you. Very much has that same voice as Chad does. Or at least he did for a really long time. They've moved away from that, but they're still just sort of, all right, they're not bad.
Yeah. They're
sort of milquetoast though.
Daughtry is like, yeah, they're all right.
I mostly napped through their set.
They're not super dynamic. They're not super energetic.
I feel like they're a little too manufactured somehow.
Yeah. But they're decent.
But not in the same way as like Falling in Reverse.
Right. Not at all.
Yeah.
Although also manufactured. But see, Falling in Reverse doesn't feel manufactured to me. They are, but they don't feel that way.
Oh no, they feel so plastic to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I just feel like if Falling in Reverse...
On stage, I should say.
Yeah, I feel like if Falling in Reverse had a genre, they would feel more manufactured to me, and they don't. And then there was the band that I really don't fucking care to talk about, unless anybody feels differently.
I think that we should at least mention it so that we can say that he should be swallowed by a fiery pit.
So... I'm going to have to say it, Patch.
I know, it's fine.
The next one.
Aaron fucking Lewis.
With Sting.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. Fuck him in his fucking neck.
I have tried to avoid seeing anything of him since 2016. Because he is a frightening MAGA head.
Yeah, he made it through most of his set, apparently, completely
apolitical, not saying anything.
Yeah, no, he played his music.
And, you know, Patch and I had gone for, like, several laps around the building because I knew he was going to say something at some point that was going to piss me off. And we were like, okay, fine, he hasn't done anything. They're probably almost done with their set. So we go walking in just to see yells in the middle of a fucking song for no apparent reason, fuck Joe Biden. So we turned around and walked right back out. And that's all I really have to say about him.
I have nothing more to say about that.
He's got his opinions. He's welcome to them.
Maybe keep him private.
You know.
Or, you know, don't be such an asshole about it, because he's been a real asshole from the stage before. Anyway, we're giving him way too much fucking energy. And then there was Breaking Benjamin. I realized partway through their set that I am so used to seeing them outside that indoor sound for them sounds very muddy.
Yeah, it was weird. I agree with you completely. I had the same thought.
Their sound was okay, except for Ben's vocals were almost unintelligible. They were muddy. Everything else was fine.
Up until Dear Agony, I was like, what the fuck? I kept having to look at my phone to figure out what song they're doing. And I am a fairly big Breaking Benjamin fan. And Dear Agony I got, and there were a couple of other songs that I got. But yeah, his vocals were so buried. And I really do think that part of it is just I'm not used to hearing them indoors anymore.
I think that the sound in this venue
is
the room
crap.
It's not crap. It's actually really good for the room. But the room is bad.
It's a giant cavernous space.
I think I'm overseeing anything at an arena.
You're gonna say that until somebody else shows up in an arena and then you're like, oh, we need to go.
I mean,
Next week.
The Forum isn't this bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I've seen Floyd at the Forum, and it was lovely.
The earlier bands, I did not have anywhere near as much trouble with vocals. I could hear Daughtry's vocals. I could mostly hear Lakeview's vocals.
Ben was buried.
The other band, I could
really
hear his vocals.
He
was just super buried in there, and I don't...
There were, like, too many layers going on or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but this was possibly, and I shudder to say it, but this was possibly my least favorite Breaking Benjamin show I've ever seen.
Mine too. I think, so by the end of the night, I was so fucking uncomfortable being in that room with that crowd that cheered for that guy.
Yeah.
And everything that he had to say, all of them.
Yeah.
I was so uncomfortable, I couldn't enjoy the Breaking Benjamin
song. Yeah, I couldn't even get into it until Dear Agony. Kyle and the other guy, who I can't remember his fucking name, came out in red hats. And it took me a while. I was about to start crying until we figured out that they were not, in fact, those hats.
One of them was a Milwaukee,
was that what it was?
Yeah, it was a Milwaukee hat, and then the other one was
circular
patch.
But, like, just, I'm sorry, but red hats right now are freaking me out. I can't. And we'd been talking about, you know, I really hope that Ben remains apolitical, because I don't want to find out if he's one of those people. So,
and having thought about it for a second, I think it's not arenas. We just don't want to come to the Honda Center anymore.
Well, I don't think we want to come to the Honda Center. But also, the arena we went to last night was last night.
Yeah.
Was also, the sound was not optimal.
Yeah, honey, I would go back to that arena, especially if we had those same seats again.
Yeah, I mean, it was fucking small, so at least there's that.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the show. But this is, for now, this is the second show in the recent years that we have either felt uncomfortable. The last time was we actually
left
because the headliners was the
Five
Finger Death Punch drawing a crowd that we were not interested in being in the room with. And so we left because the room was just,
This is nasty. Also like the most self-entitled crowd I've been around since we were in San Diego at those shows where people were stepping on on Patch. It was, you know, that alone was annoying. And then, I need to.
People were just obnoxious. So.
Yeah. I would, yeah. So, we have one more show this month, and then there's a little bit of a break.
We get a break.
We weren't going to have a show in November, and then Adrian Ballou decided to do a thing, and I can't not. And then we have one show in December.
The Summer of Ska.
Summer of Ska in December. December of Ska? Okay, anyway. I'm tired. I would like food. I'm Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
I'm Patch.
Get in the van! We're going for food!
Stop and hitting the button right.